Greetings, y'all. Be blessed. Today, I want to talk about the power of words, the power of what you say. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." This is so powerful. Why is this powerful? Because this literally means we speak life or death over our lives. Did you know the average human has about 60,000 thoughts or more a day? And most of those thoughts are negative. So if you have negative thoughts, what do you think your speech is going to be like? Negative. And you can relate negative thoughts to death thoughts. And if you have death thoughts, you have death speech, which means you're speaking death over your life. You're thinking death. And let's get off of this death talk, though. We want to know how to speak life, right? Which is pretty easy, or it could be easy. Speaking life, it should be our main goal in life. Get it? Our negative words have a slow frequency, and our positive words have a faster frequency. And as vibrational beings, our words tend to move us or slow us down. Both of what we say has an impact on our health. So if you're speaking negative words, death thoughts, death words, it actually affects your health. Positive words does the same. When you speak positive life over your life, it has a faster frequency. And as vibrational beings, which our bodies are made up of mostly water, the words actually do have an effect on our bodies, our health. And both of negative words and positive words seep into our subconscious minds. So we have to be very careful of what we're saying, what we're thinking, and even what we're doing. Negative thoughts produce a lot of fear. Fear is a negative emotion, which you can relate to death. The key to all of this is knowing what life and death are, which could be positive and negative, if you think about it in that way. For an example, gossiping is a negative energy. It's a negative thought process. When you gossip, you have a negative thought, which creates a negative frequency, which leads to bad memories, which then leads to stress, which then affects your health. So the key to reverting this is to start thinking highly and more positive. Rather than worrying about what might come, focus on your thoughts, actions, and making the very best of what does come. Whenever you think or make a choice, think highly. Make good choices. Speak life. For an example, I got into this weird habit of saying, even when I'm in a good mood, I'm dead. Or like, I'll be laughing and I'll literally just randomly say I'm dead. And it just one day occurred to me that as a spiritual being, I'm literally telling myself I'm dead spiritually. And it kind of like made me rethink everything, because I'm like, okay, I'm speaking death on my life naturally and spiritually, so I have to stop saying I'm dead. And it became like this kind of, for me, a social norm to literally just say I'm dead or I'm dying as a joking way. But in reality, I'm really speaking that over my life. And now anytime I catch it, I have to literally say I'm alive, like I'm living instead of I'm dying. And I know that sounds so corny, but that's literally what I have to do in order to make sure that I'm, you know, aligned and whatnot. You have to be able to lift your negative thoughts and your negative thought process. So when you have a negative thought, the key to this is to literally have a positive thought. Combat it. Every negative thought you have, combat it with a positive thought. For me, I love to quote scriptures in my head. So if I have a negative thought or the devil tries to tell me something that I'm not, I remind the devil that I'm everything that God told me I am. I'm a child of God, and then I'll hit them with a scripture. And I have to do this a lot because negative thoughts literally run through your head throughout the day. I might listen to a song and it might produce a negative thought. Might watch something on the news and it produces a negative thought. Literally could be walking down the street and somebody could roll past and yell something inappropriate at me. And guess what? It produces a negative thought. So I constantly have to combat it with positive thoughts, positive affirmations and things like that. When you lift your thoughts and your words, it will literally change your whole life and lift your life up. And this is my way of lifting myself by doing my podcast sometimes. And I don't literally mean lifting myself up, but sometimes when I'm in a bad mood, I feel it's best to speak on something positive, speak more life than death, instead of dwelling in a sad spot. I speak life to bring myself up and others. So whenever you guys are going down or, you know, in a funk or whatever, just remember there's power in what you're saying and what you're thinking too. Whatever you think can manifest into reality. So try not to think so negative. Try to really think positive. And when you get the hang of combating negativity with positive thoughts, your life will transform. On my spiritual journey, I came across Robert Russell, who has been a great help in my life. And the reason why I'm bringing him up is because he put out a book, an audio reading of Life As It Is and Life As It's Planned by God. And that actually helped me really rework the way I think things. And the reason why is because he kind of shed some light on positive and negative thoughts. So our negative thought process is based on when we are thinking towards ourselves or when we are thinking down. And when you're thinking down, you have failure, sorrow, misery, weakness, inferiority, poverty, unhappiness, worry, fears, doubt, loss, trouble, limitations, discord, problems, bondage. And the positive thought process when we are thinking up, which is thinking towards God. And this is health, success, joy, happiness, strength, dominion, wealth, faith, confidence, certainty, peace, power, plenty, courage, love, harmony, and freedom. And this is something that's helped me on my journey. And it's helped me because I realize how much negative it is to think about yourself and to think about things towards yourself. All right. When you're thinking down, you're manifesting all of these negative things into your life. When you're thinking up, you manifest all of these beautiful things into your life. Thinking towards God brings these things. Thanking God for health, success, joy, happiness, strength, dominion. Thanking him for those things brings that down into your life. That manifests into your perspective, into your reality. Thinking the opposite way does the opposite. You see what I'm saying here? Words have the power to destroy or to create. We can use words constructively with words of encouragement or destructively with words of despair. The choice is really yours. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, heal, to hinder or hurt, to humiliate or to humble. But don't underestimate the power of positive words like thank you and I love you. We have to use words wisely. And remember, negative words can have long-lasting results that spread far beyond the person whom they're being hurled at. Why? Because words are powerful. Words have replay value, which means what you say to someone can play back and forth in their mind, just like what someone says to you can play back and forth in your mind. The things people say do have a little bit of power. It's all about if we receive it or not. But when it comes to our own words and what we say, we must be positive in our speech and in our thought process. Remember, think highly, think positive. Rather than worrying about what is going to come to you, you have to focus your thoughts on your actions and making the best of what does come to you. You always think highly, or try to combat every negative thought with a positive thought. The more you do it, the more you get the hang of it. The less you do it, the more the negative thoughts impact your life. With that being said, that's all I have for you guys today. God bless. I hope I was able to help you realize the power in your words and in your speech. Remember, positive thoughts. Let's vibrate up, y'all. There's so much death and darkness in the world already. So much negative. We don't have to feed into it. We don't have to feed into the negativity. We can vibrate past it, move past it, be positive, and shine our own individual lights. God is soon to come. Let's get ready for him. Let's speak positive. This is a glorious time. It may seem very dark and very negative, but it doesn't have to be. We all create our own realities. We don't have to listen to the outside noise of the world, which is very negative, very dark, and a lot of death. But we are in control of our perspectives, and we can choose to have positive perspectives that bring about a lot of life and love. Love. Speak a lot of love and spread it. You all be blessed and have a wonderful day.